Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information. My name is Ross, I'm a Lincoln County Master Gardener, and I'll be your host this week. Joining me is Master Gardener Daniel Hutchison, and we'll be talking about creating gardens that maintain their interest all through the winter season. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we all associate blooming and fun gardens with only the spring and the summer, but you're interested in sort of the other flip side of that. What is the deal with winter and late blooming plants?
Well, there are many of them, and if you do your research, you can find stuff that is blooming almost every single month of the year.
Wow. How did you become interested in this topic?
Well, for my own personal garden, I wanted to have something that was either visually stimulating, like bright red blooms, for example, and I also wanted to have something that was smelling good, so that it actually made me get out of the house and walk over to the plant and enjoy its scent.
Help with some of those deep winter blues. So when you talk about interest, is that just blooming plants or other forms of visual intrigue?
Well, there's a lot of plants that will eventually form berries during the fall and winter, and those can be helpful for birds and such. And they're also helpful to me because I see bright colored things, like there's the American Beauty berry. It makes a berry that is incredibly purple.
So there's sort of benefits both for you and for other creatures in the garden.
And for the plants that do bloom in the fall and the winter, it's an extra source for pollinators, because that, you know, there's not very much stuff that normally blooms during the winters, and so if they become more aware of that, then they're also helping the pollinators.
That's a noble goal. Are there any particular challenges to growing plants during this growing season?
Not that I can think of, because they are so cold hardy and they bloom in the cold, there's not much that really makes them unhappy.
It's not actually as uniquely difficult as we might think.
Yeah, it's not like you're having to have certain temperatures in a greenhouse to force this plant to bloom. It's going to bloom anyway, and it's just the sun that it's received during the summertime gets into the system and helps it to bloom later on.
Do you have any particular techniques or approaches that help you grow visually interesting plants in the winter season?
Well, what I like to think about is not only the bloom and the fragrance, but also the color of the plant, the color of the leaves. Some of them are evergreen, but then they'll have like a burgundy tinge during the coldest months, and then they'll go back to a regular green. And then there's the deciduous fall plants that turn lovely colors before they drop their leaves. So I always think about that as well.
You're thinking about it more multifaceted.
Because there's many different ways to get color into the garden and enjoy it.
That's certainly true. Are you growing these in ground?
I was, and I'm working on establishing new plants and getting them to be the size that they need for blooming and such. Because certain plants will bloom every year, and you can have them bloom from a young age. Other plants, before they'll actually bloom, they have to get to a certain size, a certain, like, you know, 3 or 5 years old before they have enough energy.
They have to be mature before they're ready. That makes sense. So could you grow plants in a container or anything as well this season?
Certainly. Yes, there are many different types of plants and flowers that you could grow in a container and then put it, like, let's say you're wanting to have it near your front door, but your front door happens to be in shade.
I have that problem myself.
So you can take the pot and enjoy it while it's blooming and have it right there so it's close by, so you can smell the fragrance each time you are entering or exiting your house. and you can take the pot and then put it in a more sunny location to charge the plant up for the next blooming season.
That's really clever. So let's talk a little bit about flowering plants right now. Are there particular plants that you would be looking for or trying to incorporate into your garden that might be blooming right now?
Yes, there are some plants that you could, you know, go out to a nursery and buy that are already blooming and, you know, plant them into your pot or plant them into your soil and enjoy them for years to come. And as a matter of fact, the Oregon State University Extension Service has put out a publication that can be researched online, and it's Trees and Shrubs for Fall and Winter Bloom. 28 species attractive to pollinators and people west of the Cascades. They have, for instance, a strawberry tree, Arbutus anendo, and it has little fragrant bell-shaped flowers, and when they set seed, they look like a perfectly round strawberry. They've got that kind of interesting texture that a strawberry has, but it's perfectly round, and they call it a strawberry tree.
Almost like a little Christmas ornament.
Yeah, and so the trees, or bushes, I should say, are very pretty this time of year.
Any other favorites from that publication?
Yes. Here's one of my personal favorites. They're calling it a holly osmanthus. Sometimes people call it devilwood or just false holly. But what's really wonderful about them is that when they bloom, they have these tiny little insignificant flowers, but you can smell the wonderful fragrance from like 50 to 100 feet away. And what's nice is a lot of the osmanthus, a lot of them will bloom in the fall, and they're evergreen, and they've got different kinds of varieties. Some of them will have a lot of variegation on the leaf, so white and yellow and light green, lime green, and dark green.
So you can really pick which colors you want in your garden. You're not just settling for the same palette of evergreens.
Yeah, there's quite a few different ones to choose from. And most of them take well to being pruned, so you can keep it the shape you like and the size you like. And I just love the fragrance. It has like sort of sweet like hyacinth, but also a little bit of apricot. And it's just this fabulous fragrance that I don't think you can really find from another plant. I mean, there are some wonderful smelling plants, but I want to have them all.
Oh, that sounds delightful. Wow. What time of year do you prune them?
The best time to prune them is after they bloom. So if you've got fall blooming ones, you just do it slightly after the fall. And if you've got spring blooming ones, then you just do it slightly after the spring.
So those are a little bit like fall and spring plants. What do you do for the deep winter?
Edgeworthia, also known as paper bush. It'll put out flowers even before it puts out leaves. And depending on the variety you get, the one that I had in my garden put out such nice big leaves, it actually looked like it was a tropical plant during the summertime. But then in the deepest winter or very early spring, it puts out these little, they call them umbels, kind of looks like an upside down umbrella of flowers. And they are intense smelling, really strong, and they're just lovely.
You speak very evocatively about plants. That sounds delightful. I've heard a little bit about what are called year-round blooming plants. Do you know about these?
In our climate here in Zone 8, there is no one plant that is able to bloom all year around. You would have to get a selection of different plants that could bloom in succession to achieve that, but there really isn't anything that can survive our climate. You'd have to have a greenhouse with heat, and you would want to have it be like down in Florida or southern Texas. I mean, you have to have that kind of habitat for for the plant to be an ever-blooming kind of plant. And there'd only be certain kinds of plants that could achieve that.
Mm-hmm. There's no one-size-fits-all magic solution. So then how do you go about planning with all those different plants to make sure that you have something that's blooming or smelling nice or looking good all throughout the year?
Well, I start off by writing a list. Seriously, you can Google a lot of this stuff. You can get it from the Oregon State University Extension Service. And I just write down the different kinds of plants that have the fragrances. And then I write down the different kinds of plants that have visual interest of flowers. And then I write down the plants that have visual interest for the berries or the color of the leaves. And then I start picking and choosing a little bit from each section so that I know that when I plant those plants into my yard, I'm going to have a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. You just have to put in the research and a little bit of thought. What would be some easy to care for beginner plants that people could be thinking about putting in their gardens this time of year?
Cyclamen. Cyclamen have beautiful blooms. They have anywhere from like a pure white to almost a purple and sort of a pink color. And there's some of them that have this combination of purple and pink. It almost makes them look ultraviolet.
Mm.
They have particular ones that will be blooming from about now into Christmas, and then they've got other ones that'll be blooming from like December into March, and then they have some that are blooming February, maybe as late as May. Some that, if the conditions are just right, they can bloom for like 5 weeks at a time.
Wow. It's nice to know that we aren't just destined to bear twigs all through the off-growing season. Oh.
And there's camellias. Mm-hmm. There are ones that bloom before the winter or just leading up to like December. And then there's others that will bloom more in the spring from like January, February, March, April. And there are reds and creams and pinks and some of them that sort of look like peppermint, you know, white and red.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the blossoms are probably as big as 6 inches across. And then there's other varieties that have small blossoms. There's so many different colors, and the leaves of the camellias are evergreen.
Mm.
And so that's also what I think about when I'm putting stuff in my garden. Okay, is this going to bloom? Is this going to have color in the fall? Is it going to give me berries in the winter? Does it smell nice? Not only am I thinking of the color and the berries and the fragrance, but I'm also thinking about, am I going to be looking at bare twigs or is something evergreen?
Mm-hmm. So it's not just about only blooming. There are other ways to create that visual intrigue. So what I'm hearing is that there are lots of options for plants through the winter seasons. You can really plan your dream winter garden.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
It's finally apple season. So whether you have your own trees or want to visit an orchard, it's useful to know when an apple is ready to pick. Although if you're visiting an orchard, they'll let you know which varieties are ready. Apples are in season from August through November, with some varieties producing fruit at the beginning of the season, while others are closer to the end of the growing season. Ripe apples should not be difficult to harvest, so they should detach from the branch without too much effort. The apples should be firm, but not hard, which can indicate that they are underripe, and they could also be too soft, which could indicate an overripe apple. Not very tasty. Ripe apples have brown seeds, while underripe apples have greenish to yellowish seeds depending on the variety. The proof is in the taste, and taking a bite from the apple is a great way to gauge whether or not the apple is ready. That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org, where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening.